The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. It's amazing how politicians will say one thing and do another. Last winter, in the regular Kentucky legislative session, Speaker of the House of Representatives Greg Stumbo refused to hear the ultrasound bill designed to save the lives of 4,000 innocent babies in the womb because he said it would break House rules to bring it up in the veto session. However, now that it's his gambling bill to bring casino-type gambling to the horse tracks, he's manipulating the rules to push it through the House. Can we trust his word about anything? While the ultrasound bill was sent to a death committee, the leadership, headed by Stumbo, sends the gambling bill to a fast-track committee in order to get it out quickly. However, a further manipulation that I've never experienced in my years of working with the legislature is that they are hearing testimony about the gambling bill in a different committee than the committee which will vote on the passage of the bill. The Committee on Licensing and Occupation is hearing debate about the bill, but the Appropriations and Revenue Committee will actually vote on the bill. What kind of nonsense, or manipulation is a better word, is that? Also, Attorney General Jack Conway conveniently issues a decision right at this time saying basically that any form of gambling is allowable anywhere in the state under Kentucky's present constitution. By the way, Conway is a candidate for the U.S. Senate seat from Kentucky for this coming year. Only the last two attorney generals, Stumbo having held this office before Conway, have ever said Kentucky's constitution allowed casinos in this state. What does Kentucky's constitution actually say? Section 226, Article 3 says, quote, except as provided in this section, lotteries and gift enterprises are forbidden, end quote. Kentucky citizens forbid lotteries in this state in 1891 because they were, as the U.S. Supreme Court called them, a widespread pestilence. That's why it took a constitutional amendment in 1988 to allow a Kentucky lottery. But that amendment in no way allowed for casino-type gambling. The language and the spirit of the debates made that very clear. But greed has no morals, so you get rulings which agree with selfish desires instead of truth. The Bible warns us in 1 Peter 5:8 that, quote, the devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It is so easy to be deceived when we operate out of our own thinking. Only if we are absolutely committed to the Bible being absolutely true can we ever discern the difference between right and wrong. The Bible teaches that there are only two legitimate ways to gain wealth. You can earn it, quote, by the sweat of your brow, or you can receive it as a gift from someone. All other means are wrong before God, and we will give account to Him for ill-gotten gain both now and later at the judgment. Indeed, if we hadn't allowed the lottery amendment in 1988, we'd not be fighting this battle against casinos now. So what can you do? Call 1-800-372-7181 and leave a message for your representative and senator and tell them to work against any expansion of gambling. Call 1-800-372-7181 today and say no expansion of gambling. Otherwise, you're going to give to your children a mess of crime and poverty that they'll have to deal with because you didn't deal with it, just like your parents handed to you this present mess because they didn't deal with it in 1988. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.